I Like Your Gifts Just Fine by Helens. Read by Marianas. It's been three times now. Three! And Ray still hasn't seen Fraser with his clothes off, or even just his pants down, which is something he's been fantasizing about since, like, day one. He's sure now that it wasn't just a fluke, that Fraser really has been interested this whole time, but what the hell? Does Fraser just like Head that much, or what? Ray likes Head, no argument there. Ray likes being on the receiving end of things, no question. And sure, he's seen where Fraser's mouth has ended up time and again. Fraser's got no issues putting his mouth in places that polite company would say it doesn't belong. Fortunately for Ray, no one's accusing him of being polite company. But geez, surely Fraser wants to do more than come in his pants during these encounters, right? Right? So when time number four rolls around, Ray wrestles Fraser onto his bed and starts reaching for Fraser's belt. Thank God Fraser's not in the full-out red Mountie uniform tonight, because Ray's pretty sure he could be fumbling with that for hours, what with the extra crossways belts and the boots, whereas a pair of too tight jeans, he knows exactly what to do with that. He gets Fraser's belt undone one-handed, and then he's onto the button, the zipper, and Fraser's gone totally still under him, stone cold. Ray pushes himself up so he can see Fraser's face, and he frowns at the resigned expression he sees there. Hey, Ray says softly. What? Nothing, Fraser answers quickly. No, it's fine. Ray, go on. Like Ray's gonna grope at Fraser when Fraser looks like he'd rather be anywhere but here. Nah, he says, shaking his head. You don't like this? That's okay. We can do something else. Ray, please. I'm just saying you look anything but happy here. Fraser sighs and pushes up on his elbows. I just don't want to disappoint you. The thought's so absurd, Ray actually starts laughing for a few seconds before he realizes Fraser's serious. Wait, what? Disappointed? In you? Have you been here the last few times we've, Yes, but... Fraser pauses, then reaches out for Ray's fly, and Ray can almost see the wheels in Fraser's head turning. On second thought, perhaps Ray would prefer to. And it's not that Ray wouldn't like to, would actually love to, but... This is starting to seem more than a little selfish. Fraser, come on, just stop there, come on, just... He gets Fraser's hands off his fly, thank God, and then pushes Fraser back down on his back. Seriously, buddy, what's the issue? Fraser sighs and drops flat on his back. It's only that I know you've had several lovers, Ray, and I wouldn't call it several, Ray mutters, wishing Fraser could have put that in a way that didn't make him feel like such a slut. Like, two or three serious ones, maybe, and a couple of sweaty handjobs after a night in a dance club, and... I believe you've made my point for me. Ray closes his trap and grumbles silently to himself. Okay, Fraser considers a handjob exchanged with some stranger outside a club having a lover. Ray can't really argue with him. And you're very... I mean, you yourself are... Fraser gestures broadly in the general direction of Ray's cock, and Ray blinks at him. You're quite... Very what? He's what? Quite what? Fraser, could you just spit it out and... I'm trying to explain that I'm not gifted the way you are, Fraser says, sounding as cranky as Ray's ever heard him. And I'll understand if that won't do. For a few seconds, Ray just gapes at him, and then he goes right the hell back to Fraser's fly, jerking open the button and the zipper and dragging Fraser's jeans down. Ray! But Ray's busy. Ray's got a whole mouthful of being busy. And though Fraser's cock swells in his mouth, true to Fraser's awkward half-assed explanations, it doesn't quite fill Ray's mouth all the way. Fraser tastes like all the best parts of Ray's life, though. Sweat and a little gunpowder and that scent from burning rubber like a good healthy car chase that ends with Fraser reading the bad guy his rights. When Ray finally lifts his head, Fraser's staring down at him, glassy-eyed. Ray... I don't see a damn thing wrong with your gifts, Ray murmurs, other than you not letting me suck 'em enough. Well, Fraser says, and he licks his lips, slow and soft, in a way that makes Ray want to kiss him, and makes Ray think about where Fraser likes to put those lips all at once. I believe I owe you an apology, Ray. Rather have you just sit still a while. Understood, Fraser says, and then he gasps, because Ray's back to enjoying every inch of Fraser's gifts. However few or many inches he's got. The end.